are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda. And today, I'm joined by Fee.
Hey, y'all.
Deja.
What's up?
Sata.
Yana, yana, yana.
Ace.
It's Henin.
And Victor.
Nice like this. I wish.
Okay. Okay, he's singing after. Okay. All right. He going old school with it. But today, we're going to dive into invasion of privacy. And I kind of want to get everybody's perspective on it. As far as, like, if you're... I don't know if I want to go with dating or marriage. Okay, you're with somebody. You committed. Marriage, dating, whatever. You committed. How comfortable are you with letting them access all your information? And you know what? I'm going to start with Sata.
Okay. Set it up to the left. Ooh,
set it out. Ooh, okay. Dang, do you want to do about it? Invasion of privacy? I'm a very private person. So you're sharing
if
information
now. If you
can't
trust me and you're trying to be all up in my stuff, then I'm going to feel some kind of way about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything to make you feel like, oh, it's something that you have to be curious about. I'm already very open. I'm going to talk to you.
No, but are you sharing, like, passwords?
I mean, if it's that deep and you need to have it, then yes.
No.
I will give it to you. I will show you what you need to see.
Not sure what you need to see, but if he's coming to you like, look, I want your passwords on all your accounts. You give him?
Passwords on the accounts, like, what are we exchanging for this?
what are we exchanging for this? You know what?
If I'm giving you this bit of information, what are you giving me? What are you doing for me?
Okay, you see? And that's why you paused, because you were just like, okay, yeah. No, everything.
That's a good logical, I feel like that's a good question. Like, what are you doing for me?
And you know what, sis?
For me to not give you all that business. Well, you're so curious. What do you want to know my business?
No, he curious George.
If I don't have your last name, it's not your business.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so we're going to pause you real quick. We're going to pause you.
At that point, it's got cut it short.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to pause you. Mm-hmm. All right, Deja. You giving information?
No. I mean, straight up, just because, no.
Just no.
No. Straight I don't up. Have anything to hide. Yeah. But it's just no.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm talking to my mama about your crusty ass. You know what I'm saying?
But sis, why he gotta be crusty?
Because they're some
they
crusty.
Just crusty.
They just be crusty.
Why you dating someone that's crusty? He moisturizes? Like y'all?
She like crusty. I'm just saying in general, men. I ain't talking about my man. Okay.
So all these niggas is crusty.
In general.
So the rest of the dudes is not your dude is crusty.
Well, I know I'm not crusty.
See,
excuse me, this man is not crusty.
There's a man in this room and he's crusty.
Both of the gentlemen in here are
throwing that out there.
But Ace. Right, but are you saying like he's crusty like skin wise?
She was just talking, man.
I'm just saying I'm talking men in general.
Okay.
I don't think she's literally saying. She's yeah. not saying literally.
Okay,
crusty.
You're not saying yeah. like really crusty dude.
My man is not crusty.
But if it came down to what you're okay with, like if I said, okay, Lana, because I call her Lana, I need you and Odu to switch phones tomorrow. You okay with that?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. She a real one.
Oh, wow.
I'm very secure with who I'm with, what I have.
And what you doing?
And what I'm
no,
doing.
What you doing?
Well, that's
what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, not just him. What you doing?
That's good.
Wait. I mean, so
as you, of right now, today.
No.
Okay. As of right now, what's today? The 5th.
What
April
time
5th?
Is it?
April the 5th. 9:28.
Okay, thank you.
So
on record.
So on you will basically guys. Let your phone be open and everything.
Yep.
And you just chilling.
Yo, I smell bullshit.
Ooh, he called bullshit.
Bullshit.
He called bullshit.
bullshit on the table. What's
women
up?
Be bullshitting about all this truth they be telling, right? This truth is not real truth.
Hold on, baby, sit back.
It wasn't his turn. Yeah.
Just because you say it out loud ain't the truth.
Hold on.
I ain't come at nobody directly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on,
baby.
Wait.
No.
That's
no.
That's my Pisces brother. Wait.
Sit back.
Let me just say my point.
Wait.
Listen. Am I even coming at nobody directly? I'm just saying that just because you understand what you're doing and what you're saying is, I just feel like a lot of it is not. It don't mean nothing about explanation, right? So it's like when a man gets a woman's total access to her accounts or whatever, a man starts thinking like, hey, why is she giving him all this information? It seems fishy.
So she should have given up all the information.
So because I give it to you, something's fishy.
But when I don't give it to you, I'm hiding something. And y'all don't listen. Don't ask for it. Don't ask for
and
it.
And this is why the game goes the way it does. Listen, my thing is like this. Everything has levels, right? You don't give nobody everything up front, right?
Amen.
I think everything takes steps, so I agree with you guys on that. I just feel like once you give it up front, you're like, okay, I've given you so much, but now I expect even more from you. I feel like it's a setup for like, I gave you this, now you better give me that.
So now y'all fighting.
It turns into for tat.
Because y'all fighting. Because now dude is expecting you to give him XYZ because he don't give you XYZ. But if you know you don't want XYZ, don't be walking around here trying to require XYZ if you know you're not going to give it up. You sound crazy and you look crazy.
But there is one thing.
What is it, girl?
I don't have control over who texts me.
Exactly. My point.
This is my big sensation.
Exactly my point.
This is BB checking in, and that's my big sensation. She just said a Bible fact for the day.
Ladies. Actually, you do have control over who texts you.
Block them. You can shut the conversation down and not entertain it, and that person will not even be on your phone.
No, listen.
I'm not even going on some like King Kong, you know, caveman shit. I'm just saying, like, if somebody you don't expect to text you, you better have an explanation.
Yeah, I ain't talking to them.
That's why I said your truth matters only if you have an explanation.
You know what?
If you can't back up your truth with actual,
when it really comes down to it,
you're gonna fight.
They're so petty. They pettier
get
than women.
And then I'm gonna go after you, Ace.
Go ahead, Ace.
So here goes my whole point of view of this whole topic. With you giving your cell phone up or what have you, your counterpart could easily tell whoever they in dealings with not to text or do this at this specific time. Wait until you hear from me. And vice versa. So I don't agree with the, you know, you going through your counterpart's information, because at the end of the day, they're going to act like they want to regardless. Even if y'all do that, ain't nobody text or hit his or her phone the entire day. Bow. They was already prepared for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then that kind of goes back to your point. You can't help who texts you. That can always be used in both instances. So it's not really a valid indication of what you got going on. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm more so like, whatever attracted me to you, it was happening before I got involved with you, and I want to keep it that way, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Even if you're on the surface, it feel like, oh, he or her are like the most faithful. They love me. Oh my God. There's a lot of people that's living double lives. You dig what I'm saying? So it really doesn't, you know, validate anything with, oh, I can go through your shit, you can go through my shit. Main example, in college, had a girlfriend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Had my passwords, had my shit.
This boy is good.
Hey, I still was doing my thing because I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna stop another human being, especially
from doing what they want.
It's good not to invade somebody's privacy. Also, you want to keep your own identity because
that's what attracted
both parties. You
know? Right. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
Can I go? Please?
Go ahead, Phil. You got it.
What?
I first want to say men are very simple.
Lies.
Stupid.
Lies.
We think we're that simple.
You
think,
no, they are.
No, they're not.
You're Phyllis.
Let me see. No, they're not. Let her talk. It's her turn. It's her turn.
It's so simple. It's so easy to get into a man's phone account, get that access because.
How many phones you got?
It doesn't even matter. A lot. Accounts, baby, I can get in your account when we first.
How many computers you got?
You're going to be like, a lot. If you, when a man starts like really liking a woman, he's going to be like, babe, this is
all
my
this is my talking, this is good stuff.
I'm not giving you nothing. A woman be like, all right,
I hear you.
Hear my social, hear my this, hear my that. Am I lying, ladies?
You're telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
You know what? She is right though. But okay. but
they get real chattery.
But in defense of what Archie said, in that same token, they're gonna do what they wanna do. Yeah. So even though you got them passwords, you got that bank account statement, you see that he went to Rufus.
But for real though, like my whole point on it,
you know things is going on.
No, my whole idea of bringing that up, who the hell really wants to babysit their mate?
Exactly, but that goes back to what I was saying as far as both parties keeping their identity. You dig what I'm saying? Like, say
you still gotta be
say me and you are dating, right? And I'm checking your shit, so you making sure you on point. You checking my shit, so I'm making sure
we
I'm
not
on
living.
Point. So like, we not really being ourselves because right. like, if it goes back to whoever
texting you,
oh yeah, you can't do certain things.
It's not really me though. You know what I mean?
I know he looking.
If I gotta check your shit, we don't need to be together.
Yeah, like, why do I have to check your shit for us to be together?
My whole thing with this, 65% of cheating happens during the daytime or during work hours. So all these hours, all the bullshit.
He better know
about,
the
like,
statistics.
Hey. All right, I'm just speaking facts. If a man wanna,
I gotta post it.
To add on
what Fee was saying.
Not even physical. It's
the greatest lie ever told in American history that men are dumb. Men are not dumb.
Men are very
complex. We need to decide what we give a fuck about and what we don't give a fuck about. Okay? So if we did a chick who we know is loose.
If a goose don't.
And we know in our hearts we never gonna take it seriously. We're gonna let her be her and get what we can out of her. Alright? The deception comes of a chick who we hold in a high standard and she turns out to be loose. That's when we feel crazy. And the worst thing to do to I know everybody has been in a battle, but the worst thing you do to an alpha male is embarrass him after the fact he already built up a thought about you.
And he done put you on that standard.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now we got a lot of guys in the game, and when I say game, I mean life, that don't take any woman seriously. And
that's why
they let her do whatever she wants to do. That's a new generation. But an alpha male, a man of knowledge who knows himself, understands whatever energy he puts out there towards his woman, he's going to get back if he's 100%. The problem is everybody entering these situations 45, 50% and expecting 100% and get mad when they get half-assed deals. You have to go all the way in and be 100% straight up.
But
some people be honest up front. Fake honest, I say. You tell him what
he
you want to say. Show him
you
can be honest and make him vulnerable so he falls for you. And then he realizes you were bullshitting him with your truth. Damn. Because he didn't tell the whole truth.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But nobody's out here telling the whole truth.
But
anymore.
Nobody
needs to know the whole truth.
And they're telling the truth that it doesn't
real
exist.
Stuff, if a woman gave you the whole truth,
you'd be sick. Some men can't handle it.
Sick.
They don't know how to cope with
if
it.
If a man gave you the whole truth, like, hey, I
yes,
want to fuck
could.
Your cousin.
Yes, we could.
If a nigga
at
said, yo, yo, let me
yes.
call.
At least you're telling the truth.
If men said the savage shit we think, y'all would cry every day.
Now, my brother, for many years,
tell it, girl.
Woman.
Tell it, girl.
All right.
Tell it.
Been taking that shit for a very, very long time.
You guys were taking from us.
To take that shit, roll with the punches, and keep it moving. But when the tables are turned,
they can't handle it.
They can't handle
it. They fall short. They get weak.
Just like you said, other family builds up with that take woman, it, and it the one thing that she can do is embarrass. After you done built her up, but she probably acted like that because you done did some bullshit because you a man.
And then when you react out the bullshit, they be like, oh, you crazy. She tripping.
Yes.
But you done give me a reason to trip. So why you, what you talking about? You done gave me a reason to trip.
But is it because you went and looked for that reason? Because you got the password?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait,
right now. That's so bad.
Okay. We sometimes go looking.
When you go looking for
time out though.
When you go looking for stuff,
you're gonna find it. When you look for it, you're gonna find it. Simple.
Because honestly, if you really trust your mate, you're not gonna go Oh, 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
That's too much.
Hey. Let me go look at where I was at texting. You're not gonna want to do that.
So it really sounds good on the surface. Like everybody has this idea of what they want to do, how they want to approach it, or what have you. I feel like it really depends on your experience, what you've been through, and how many encounters, whatever it may be, is gonna build whoever, male or female, up to whatever situations at hand. Now, with that being said, say if Deja. Sasha is saying, men will be hurt. Okay, that's fine. It'll be in reverse, but women have been conditioned to take it and kind of suppress it so where they don't look hurt. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, like my man said, it's really about the individual. Everybody puts this front on, like, this is what I want people to feel like is what's going on in my relationship and how I feel. So I got to act a certain way so I'm not going to be myself. And you know what I'm saying? So it changes from individual to individual, really, at the end of the day.
Okay, well, I'm speaking from experience. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
My child's father, I had everything. Social security, birthday.
Personal time.
Know where they came from. Know where the daddy, mama, them came from. Bank accounts, passwords and everything. And then it's also how I found out he had another baby on the way.
Mm. Wow.
Through Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So with me and him was together, and then we're in love, and I'm like, you know what? Something's not sitting right in my chest. Let me go look through the accounts.
That's women's intuition speaking to you.
Okay.
Women's intuition.
Okay.
They won't lie to you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Get you some.
And I went and I saw what I was looking for. I got that confirmation. I said, you know what? And it killed me, but.
And he probably wasn't going to tell you.
And I'm like, now as I got older, because that was when I was young, I knew this guy. I knew him since I was 15. I'm older now. you know,
how old was he?
So at the time, he was probably in his mid-20s.
My mind is telling me no.
It doesn't matter. But
it doesn't matter. Manipulation.
Now I know from experience and seeing how men move now lately. I don't want your information like that. Like maybe your social and stuff, because we were trying to get a house, but your password and all of that. If we got to do all of that, I probably don't want to be with you.
Yeah, honestly. That's a big extreme.
That's just a little bit extreme.
Also on top of that, it really just depends on, like it balances out both ways. Like for you saying men are simple. Men can come back and say females are stupid for staying with the.
Not all.
It can be both ways. A man can be simple, act simple, so you're like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, what you allow will continue.
This is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the women that stay around and they put up with that bullshit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, okay, oh, they stupid. There's a lot of them. Because a lot of women, just like a lot of men with the simple comment, are scared of being alone. They have this idea of building a family, getting married, and doing this, that, and the third. So they're going to be stupid and keep up with or put up with that shit. In retrospect, with a simple man, the man's like, well, she has put up with it before. I'm not going to even try because all women think, well, not all women, but most women think, or have this idea of marriage. So it's not them being simple. It's them handicapping themselves with, women are...
No, it's called enabling.
Or enabling. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Enable themselves like, okay, they're going to act like this. So I'm going to act like I am. You know what I'm saying? And that's those simple-ass relationships, marriage, dating aspects. You know what I'm saying? So it really just depends on the person and the people. You know?
Before they bite my head off, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to play devil advocate real quick, right? So if men are stupid, men are simple. If we're so stupid and so simple, stop throwing it at me. I'm winning right now. I'm feeling light skin, but
you're ridiculous.
Oh my listen God. To this.
You're ridiculous.
Say we are simple, right? We understand life is simple, right? Men know if we get enough amount of money, we can have 75% of the women. We're that simple, right? It's my question.
Them.
If you got bread,
you gotta feed them.
Let me say something. Not everybody subscribes to money.
Let me speak.
But for on the basic level, simple level, if a guy has a certain amount of money,
can my big sis speak?
No, hey, can it, she I'm can agree, speak. She can speak. Listen, starting now.
Wait. Is he playing the trumpet or he? Even though that is the case, it doesn't make it any better.
On that note, the show's over right now.
Even though that is the case, it doesn't make it any better. Like y'all saying, it's all shallowness.
It is, but it's all just
being shallow. It never usually lasts, and that's the standard for relationships today. Like, why is it that I even have to ask you about your past and all this information? I don't trust you. That's the foundation we don't have. So the whole point of it, why would
y'all lie.
But it depends on the guy.
But that comes from experience though. Like
it depends on the guy.
Because when y'all trust a woman like y'all mama, y'all gonna be easy to
nah,
get.
Nah, bro, not me.
Nah, mama.
But that comes with the experience though. Like I can't speak it on behalf of all men, but I know I've been through a lot of, you know, a lot of fun times, I would like to say.
A lot of fun times.
So, you know, the type of guy, like, I've been that sprung nigga. I've been that, but I was younger, though. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just glad I went through it at a young stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been that sprung nigga. I've been that nigga, goddamn, oh, shit, she not answering the phone. I'm about to pull up. You know what I'm saying? I've been that nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Everybody got their day.
I'm in my 30s now, so.
Y'all in the stairways. Look.
Leave us.
You honestly is like, he's 100% right. Different stages of
But he's
growth.
Honest.
I think we don't give enough space for us to grow. I think we're too hard on each other as black Facts. People and as people who are immature when it comes to relationship. A lot of us never seen nobody marry. A lot of us only seen people marry for a short period of time. We gotta give space to our
and they're married. So
we can just pray
bullshit.
For a better future. We gotta create a better future, right? There's a lot of pressure because we carry I'm talking real fast, right? Let me slow down. So we hold a lot of weight from our family's past mistakes and try to do better than they do, but not understand some of the stuff we learn is from our direct family members. And to add to what Deja was saying about as far as like, you know, privacy and looking through people's stuff. My thing is with that is there's nothing wrong with that. I used to always like to say, give up content and direct responses to it. Like, so yeah, we have to be careful how much information we do give up front.
Because
people like to be lied to. Instagram, Facebook, they're all lies.
We
only see the highlights of people's lives, and we fall in love with the highlights of their life. We don't know
people's
real shit. You don't see the argument people in their baby mama, baby dads, people like, fucked up credit and life is fucked up.
Well,
you see the good part online. So we gotta be careful about how much truth people can actually handle before we give the truth. So Deja, you are right and you are special and your hair is popping like the rest of the women in the room tonight. And my man Ace Alpha here, you know, we getting our hair braids tomorrow. No homework.
But it also depends on what you expose yourself to, like y'all were saying, as you get older. And once you've seen certain things that you were growing up and your experiences, as you get older, you have to break the cycle and be mindful of what you expose yourself to in your environments. Because if you're exposing yourself to the standards of relationships and marriages that are encouraging these kinds of things that we're talking about, then that's what you're going to follow. That's the pattern you're going to set for yourself
with
relationships.
How do we break the cycle, right? Who's providing the sledgehammer to break the cycle?
No.
Sometimes you got to do it yourself.
Is breaking the cycle sticking with people who you've been married with just to say y'all been together forever?
No.
No, because that's what it was. Back in the day, you stuck with that person because whatever. It wasn't no breaking no marriage. He could beat you, he could cheat on you, he could do whatever, and you will stick with him. Us, we don't have the patience for that.
Yo,
I pretty much feel like the way to break the cycle is being honest with yourself.
Simple.
Not even being, you know, first you got to be honest with yourself and live your truth for you, because there's a lot of us that be egging ourselves up in our head like, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. But you got to realize, okay, I'm sensitive to this.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna step out. I don't want to step out. I want to have a family. I want to, like,
yeah, despite what everybody's saying, it's okay. Yeah.
And they're like, they're so concerned with what this the so-called norm is, who made
society
the norm?
Society standards.
Like, who made the norm? Like, society live for standards. Yourself. As long as you're being positive, you're doing good for whatever you think you're doing good for, you straight. Then that's when you can evolve,
yes.
Build, become your own person, not become the person that somebody else wants you to be, which, you know, makes all of these
you can be more
transgressions.
Yeah.
All of these I'm going to go through the phone, or I'm going to do this. Like, just first start with yourself, you know what I mean? That's really what it comes down to, in my opinion. That's how you break the cycle.
Nobody wants to be true to theirself anymore.
Not at all.
But you know what? This has been a crazy conversation. I'm sure we can probably go on and on forever with it. But we're going to wrap this up. So, we're going to go with Fee. Fee, what's your handle?
Slyway Fee. IG.
Okay. Deja.
All right. Okay, quiet storm, Deja.
Right.
I see
she's
you.
Whispering. Okay. Sata, what's yours?
Satawanga, Satawanga on Instagram.
All right. Ace, what's yours?
Instagram, Ace_Alpha, 2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG, 2.
Okay. All right. Yep. And Victor.
It's at Kunta Kinte.
Every time.
I'm a highlight show. Now it's Victor_Emerson, man.
All right. And I'm LaShonda. You can find me at Patchwork85 on IG. And even catch us on at Crayon versus Culture on IG as well.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.